The six of them struggled up the slippery drive toward the castle, dragging their trunks. Hermione was already talking about knitting a few elf hats before bedtime. Harry glanced back when they reached the oak front doors. The night bus had already gone, and he half wished, given what was coming the following day, that he was still on board. Harry spent most of the next day dreading the evening. His morning potions lesson did nothing to dispel his trepidation, as Snape was as unpleasant as ever, and Harry's mood was further lowered by the fact that members of the DA were continually approaching him in the corridors between classes, asking hopefully whether there would be a meeting that night. "I'll let you know when the next one is," Harry said over and over again. "But I can't do it tonight. I've got to go to, remedial potions." "You take remedial potions?" asked Zachariah Smith superciliously, having cornered Harry in the entrance hall after lunch. "Good Lord, you must be terrible. Snape doesn't usually give extra lessons, does he?" As Smith strode away in an annoyingly buoyant fashion, Ron glared after him. "Shall I jinx him? I can still get him from here," he said, raising his wand and taking aim between Smith's shoulder blades. "Forget it," said Harry dismally. "It's what everyone's going to think, isn't it? That I'm really stoop." "Hi, Harry," said a voice behind him. He turned around and found Cho standing there. "Oh," said Harry as his stomach leapt uncomfortably. "Hi." "We'll be in the library, Harry," said Hermione firmly, and she seized Ron above the elbow and dragged him off toward the marble staircase. "Had a good Christmas?" asked Cho.
"Yeah, not bad," said Harry.
"Mine was pretty quiet," said Cho. For some reason, she was looking rather embarrassed.
There's another Hogsmeade trip next month. Did you see the notice?"
"What? Oh, no. I haven't checked the notice board since I got back."
"Yes, it's on Valentine's Day."
"Right," said Harry, wondering why she was telling him this. "Well, I suppose you want to..."
"Only if you do," she said eagerly.
Harry stared. He had been about to say, "I suppose you want to know when the next DA meeting is," but her response did not seem to fit.
He said.
"Oh, it's okay if you don't," she said, looking mortified. "Don't worry. I'll see you around."
She walked away. Harry stood staring after her, his brain working frantically. Then something clunked into place.
"Cho! Hey, Cho!"
He ran after her, catching her halfway up the marble staircase.
Do you want to come into Hogsmeade with me on Valentine's Day?"
"Oh, yes," she said, blushing crimson and beaming at him.
"Right. Well, that's settled then," said Harry.
And, feeling that the day was not going to be a complete loss after all, he headed off to the library to pick up Ron and Hermione before their afternoon lessons, walking in a rather bouncy way himself.